Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
It's the start of the fourth quarter. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens are trailing 20-7, and they have third down and a yard and a half. The ball is at the 28-and-a-half-yard line. They need the 20. This is an absolute must-have third down situation to start the third quarter, and it's third and short. The Evergreens would probably have to punt if they don't pick up this yard and a half. And the Evergreens need to keep this a two-score game where it is now. All right, up to the line of scrimmage. Evergreens have an extra blocker into the left side. Handoff up the middle, forward. This will depend on the spot. Delton Zuliger carried. We're going to have to unpile, and he's right at the sticks. And first down, Evergreens. No measurement. The official eyeballed that. It's probably by the length of the football. Delton Zuliger picks up for the Evergreens. Fourth quarter here. Evergreens defense has been good tonight. Can the offense generate enough in this fourth quarter? Again, the Evergreens have the pressure on them here. They need two scores. Ostrowski from the pistol now out to his own 20-yard line. He will pass. Here comes the blitz. Gets out of trouble. Throws underneath. That's caught on the far sideline. No. Unable to get a foot in bounds. Looking for Chris Tilton. I think Tilton secured it, though, but unable to tap. Again, that throw was kind of rushed because Appleton North dialed up pressure. Yeah, the blitzer was coming from the side that Ostrowski was rolling out to, so that ball had to come out fast. Second and 10. 11:19 to play in the game. Evergreens are still backed up in their own end, a drive that started back at their own 10-yard line. Picked up one first down. Need to accomplish more. That's over the head of Ostrowski on the snap. He falls on the ball back at the 10-yard line. I've got a spot all the way back at the 7. Bad time for that. That is the first time all season that the Evergreens have had a bad center quarterback exchange. Snap went over Ostrowski's head, and it brings up third and 23 yards to go. And if the Evergreens do not convert this third and 23, the Lightning figure to get good field position. Little mistakes in close games turn out to be big. Ostrowski will get this from his own goal line. The Evergreens are going to surrender this. They're going to hand off to Delton Zuliger. Zuliger gets 5 or 6 yards, and the Evergreens send the punt team out. Okay, that drive went forward for 10 yards and then backwards on a bad snap.
Brendan Knights with a kick.
Under 10 minutes to play in the game when Brendan Neitzel punts this away, and Appleton North's defenders are waiting at the 50-yard line. The Evergreens are indeed punting. It comes out from the goal line. Line drive kick that bounces and then bounces to the side, rolling to the 50 and down at the 48, 47-yard line. It's a 37-yard kick on the roll. And again, the Evergreens give the Lightning the ball back with a chance really to put the game away. The Evergreens' chances go way down if the Lightning get points of any kind, leading 13 to nothing. It's 20-7 now. Lightning come right up to the line of scrimmage. Single receiver way up high. Everyone else is bunched in, and the Lightning will hand this ball off up the middle for 2 yards. Maybe three, move the ball out to midfield. Charlie Hardy is the second quarterback for the Lightning. He's in as a running back there, and it's 2nd and 7. Again, the Evergreens have to identify Hardy as a potential passer here too. Single receiver out high. Hand off to Hardy again. He strings that out. He gets the corner. Wow, he was unable to turn that ball upfield, though. The Evergreens kept him moving laterally. He gets only 2 yards. Hardy needed to plant that back foot and get that ball upfield. Third and five with the ball at the 49-yard line. That play should have gone for more. Can the Evergreens get a stop on third down? 9 minutes to play in the game. Again, the Evergreens have to leave themselves enough time for two scores. Big defensive chance here. Crowd makes some noise at Steam Stadium. Everyone's up in tight. Long count. Got a flag. There was movement on the lines, and let's see if this is against the Evergreens or against the Lightning. It's against the Evergreens for jumping into the neutral zone.
Offsides on the Evergreens.
Yep, Evergreens were offside. It makes it third and half a yard. Boy, that's a tough penalty to take in that spot. Third and five, you're trying to get off the field, and it becomes third and half a yard. Handoff up the middle, got a seal block. Here's Martini following his blockers across the 35 and down to the 30-yard line. That's a gain of 13. Yeah, the play calling is different there. That's a really tough penalty to take in that spot. First down. Again, Lightning driving, taking time off the clock. And points of any kind put the Evergreens' backs against the wall here. Everybody's in front. The Lightning shift to power football with just a single wing. Hand off to Martini. He's through a hole in the middle, fighting for extra yardage. 9 yards on first down. Down to the 24-yard line.
Eduardo Brunig on the stop.
A score here would be the very definition of a knockout blow.
Gain of 9, 2nd and 1.
Again, just a single receiver way up high. That's Jack Kitzer. Extra running back is in. Hand off up the middle, forward for a first down. That's Charlie Hardy. Hardy's got three and moves the ball inside the 20-yard line. What the Evergreens need is a turnover. Lightning now will take the play clock all the way down as far as they can here in the second half.
Ball spotted on the Evergreen 19.
Tough opponent next week for the Evergreens as we travel to Fond du Lac. Handoff again. I think that was a direct snap to Hardy. Penalty marker down. Hardy down to the 10-yard line. This is going to be a hold against the Lightning. So maybe the Evergreens can get a stop because of this penalty that's coming up here. This is going to push the Lightning back. Holding on Appleton North. This is a spot foul from the 17-yard line. We're going back to the 27. We're going to replay first down, but now it'll be first and 18. The Lightning may still be content to run the football here because it will take more time off the clock. Football is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Intercity State Bank. Yeah, the Lightning may want to take seconds off the game clock here. They're going to throw on first down. Pressure, pass is complete underneath and out of bounds to stop the clock. It gets back the penalty yardage and then one more. It's going to be second and nine. Bo Breeling with the catch. Wenzel on the stop for the Evergreens. Ball moves back into the red zone at the 19. He did go out of bounds, so that stops the clock for the Evergreens. Well, you know, he was out of bounds, and yet they're telling them to wind the clock. Breeling was tackled out of bounds. The Everest bench is aware of this, too, not happy that the clock is rolling here. Well, that Appleton North player moved early, handoff up the middle for 1 or 2 yards. Here comes third. Third to about five. Hardy forward. Owen Latondra stops. Yeah, he got a little more than I thought there. Forward for 5 more yards. Third down and 4 to go. Evergreens want an extra linebacker in here. Again, a field goal would suit Appleton North's purposes just fine. It would make it a 3-score game. Third down. Snap to the quarterback. Handoff Martini in the backfield. Hit. Down he goes. Stopped at the 15-yard line. Minus one brings up fourth down. Yeah, that was Cole Gascoigne, who is playing for the first time this year. That's a huge stop for the Evergreens because it brings up fourth down, and this is a long field goal coming up for the high school game. Again, I think that North is going to try this field goal because you would go up by three scores. Well, what do I know? They're keeping the offense on the field. It is fourth down for the Evergreens. And a whistle. I think the Evergreens have called a timeout. No, North has called a timeout. Maybe they want to think this over. Appleton North's kicking game has been good. This would be the longest field goal try of the night. They have field goals from 25 and 26 yards. 37-yard kick is just a higher degree of difficulty. But I think you take the shot because if you get points, it becomes 23-7. 23-7 would make it a three-score game. Why don't we take a 30-second break and we'll see what Appleton North does. Actually, not enough time here. We'll keep it right here. Yep, back in our Fox Sports studio, we do owe you an in-game break. We will take that at some other time. Again, I wonder if the thinking changes after the timeout. Brady Frantall is the place kicker for the Lightning, and he's got a plenty strong leg. He's been solid on all his point after touchdowns. He has two field goals and two PATs. And the thinking has not changed on fourth and 6. Well, no, out comes the kicker. Out comes the kicker for what will be a 32-yard try. Again, this puts the game out of reach if it's good. Frantall will try this kick from the near hash, no wind. Here's the snap. It's a little bit low. Kick to the uprights is right through. And that is probably the difference in the ball game. A 32-yard field goal, good, making it 23-7, a three-score game. Now we'll be back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
School's back in session, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't spend money on stuff you don't need. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com.
Restrictions and details in store. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, car care track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Steam Stadium. I'm Chris Conley. Appleton North got the ball back at their own 49-yard line. They marched down to the 20 and got a field goal, making their lead 23-7. Only 5.5 left in the game. Here's the kickoff. Boy, do the Evergreens need something big here. Here's Tilton, hits the wedge and flung down at the 23-yard line. So no field position to speak of for the Evergreens either. Did you know that the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports student athletes and fundraising with equipment and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time with the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Evergreens trailed 13-7 at halftime and have no points in the second half. Lightning have widened their lead and now have a 23-7 advantage. Ethan Ostrowski for the Evergreens. At quarterback from the pistol. Everyone's in that three-step drop. Lightning drop back into coverage. A lot of time throwing downfield to one-on-one coverage, looking for Josh Bidenkowski. It's over his head. Incomplete. Again, the Lightning dropping everyone back. Ostrowski had lots of time to survey everything. They were only rushing three. Clock stops on the incompletion. 5:22 to play. It's just you don't see the Evergreens getting the ball back three times. Everyone's in tight for second and 10. Jet sweep. Ty Strelo gets a block on the corner. Strelo cuts it back in. Got 15, 16 yards. Ty Strelo out to the 36-yard line. Clock will stop for a moment while the chains are moved at 5:15 to play. Evergreen's got to get up to the line of scrimmage here. Instead, Ostrowski quickly went over to the sideline to get a play. The Evergreens got to get this called quickly. Got to be more up-tempo than this. Go under 5 minutes on this snap. Ostrowski, handoff up the middle. And up the middle, there's a... And moving forward across the 50, almost breaking that was Delton Zulliger. Zulliger gets it out to midfield, and the clock stops again. It was a 16-yard gain for the Evergreens. Sticks move. Clock's moving again. 4:40 to play in the ball game. Evergreens have taken what the Lightning defense has given them on this drive, but at some point the Evergreens need a big play and a quick score. This is a four-receiver set, twins to either side. Design rollout, backside pursuit for Ostrowski. Takes a big hit, complete to Hallam back along the sideline. Got a foot inbounds and then goes out of bounds. Gain of 9. Ostrowski stood in there and took a big hit. Ball moves down to the 40-yard line. They're going to spot him at the 39. Half a yard short. So the Evergreens can huddle up here, with the receiver going out of bounds, stopping the clock. You know, one of the key moments in this game, the Lightning got the ball to start the third quarter, and it was only 13-7, and the Evergreens defense got a three and out, and the Evergreens couldn't move the ball. They went three and out, too. Now we've got a whistle. The Evergreens want a timeout. I get that. Evergreens, I don't think, had the personnel that they wanted for the play that they had called. Never miss a score and hear the podcast of every game at everythingevergreens.com. It's a website just for Everest fans. Brought to you by the Clover Belt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, Brainerd Funeral Home, M&J Marine, and Abra Auto Body. Everythingevergreens.com. Evergreens are in danger of falling to 1-2 and then a tough road trip to Fond du Lac next week. The schedule, though, is much more favorable for the Evergreens after that. So they may have to ride out the bumps and then rally in the second half of the season. And this Valley Football Association West is wide open for Evergreens Sports Studio. We are going to keep it right here to give you a quick wrap-up. The Lightning got the ball back. We're able to run out the clock. It's all zeros now. Our final score will be 23-7. The Appleton North Lightning, congratulations. Best of luck to them for the rest of the season. Better team than the Evergreens today. Again, our final score, Appleton North 23, DC Everest 7. 13-7 at halftime. The Lightning have added on 10 points here in the second half and close out the Evergreens. Give you a quick scoring recap, and then we will get you over to our Wausau East Mosinee game, which is game two of our Fox Sports doubleheader tonight. The Evergreens had the ball to start the game and went three and out. The Lightning were able to march the ball down to the 8-yard line, and then when fourth down came up, the Lightning settled for a field goal. A 25-yard kick from Brady Fentall, good, made it 3-0. Appleton North got the ball down to the 10-yard line when fourth down came up and kicked another field goal from 26 yards, made it 6-0. And the Evergreens made one of their mistakes. Quarterback Ethan Ostrowski was about to be sacked on 3rd and 10. He threw the ball, even though he was falling backwards. It was intercepted. Braden Gomerick picked it off and ran it all the way down the sideline. A pick six from 56 yards away. It made it 13-0. The Evergreens had their best drive of the game late in the second half, capped off by an Ethan Ostrowski touchdown pass to Brian Hallenbeck. Made the score 13-7 at halftime, but the Evergreens would get no closer. Appleton North had the ball to start the third quarter and went three and out. So the Evergreens, trailing by a touchdown, had the ball, and they went three and out too. They would get no closer. Appleton North added a 56-yard touchdown pass, Matthew Shekelman, to Ben Breling, making it 20-7. And then they made it a three-score game and put the game out of reach. Just feel the air come out of Steam Stadium. When the Lightning hit a 32-yard field goal with 5:34 in the fourth quarter, it was the first time they'd gone up by three scores all night. And it brought us to our final score of 23-7. The Lightning improved to 2-1 for the year. This was a bounce-back game for them after being blown out 31-7 last week by Franklin. And for the Evergreens, after a win last week, 21-14, they fall tonight, 23-7 to a pretty good Appleton North Lightning team. Next week, the Everest game will be on tape delay from Fond du Lac. You will hear that game next week after the Wausau East Lumberjacks at Rhinelander. The Lumberjacks are next for their game against the Mosinee Indians. That's coming up after a quick stop back at our Fox Sports Wausau studios. Again, I'm Chris Conley, repeating our final score, Appleton North 23, DC Everest 7. Good night, everybody.